book.
And then all of his, you would say all of his feet, or?
I say all of his feet, instead of all of his hoofs, you say all of his feet.
Well, what about what the horse wears on his feet? You ever, I guess you pitched horseshoes a lot.
Not a whole lot.
Do you ever see that game that is played, it's something like horseshoes, you pitch these things, except they're rings, like about like this, about that big, instead of horseshoes. You ever see
you
that?
You have to ring a post.
Yeah, ring a post.
Yeah, I told somebody to do that.
I don't know what I saw that game played.
And then what do you get from a sheep? Yeah, to make qualify that. And what do you call a female sheep?
A ewe.
And then what do you call a male sheep?
A buck.
Well, and
a ram.
In your mother's day, was there, I suppose there were probably special words for, did you ever use the word buck or ram in presence of the women folk? What would you say in place of
male sheep? No, wife. I hear people say things today that if my mother and dad could hear, or see the way people dress today, they'd hide.
Yeah. Well, what do you call the male hog?
Boar.
And did you, again, I was wondering if there was a special word around the women for that. You still always said male for all of
that.
What do you call the long teeth in the hog?
Tashes.
And then the hairs, the stiff hairs in the hog.
Bristles.
And then the things that the hog is fed out of. What do you call those?
Two what?
The things that you feed the hogs in.
Frogs.
Put their feet in. If you wean a calf, well, he'll probably do what? What kind of noise does it make?
It's a ball, a belly.
some sections of the country, they'd say he'd blat or he'd blare, or there's several terms for that.
Blade.
Yeah, it's late. I've heard that thing probably around here. And what do you call the, well, when the cow is getting, when it's time to be milked or fed, what does the cow do probably?
She bawls too.
She bawls.
She sure
and then at feeding time, it's not quite so loud a sound.
Yeah.
What do you call that? The cow, well, I mean, sometimes.
Yeah,
that's.
Low.
Or do you ever use the word moo?
Well,
the cow moo.
Yeah. It's not falling out loud, then.
Yeah, just
low.
Just low. Mm-hmm. Well, what would the horse, what do you call the sound the horse makes?
Some people say it's neigh, and others say nicker.
Yeah, well, which one have you heard most around here?
Nicker.
Nicker. And if a hen is sitting on a nest on some eggs, you say she's doing what? And what kind of a hen you call it?
Seven hen.
Now, what about the place where you keep all your chickens if you raise chickens? What do you call that?
Rooster house.
Rooster house?
We always call them hen house down here. Now they're called rooster house.
Yeah.